Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting.
Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking snatch weasels.
Shit, get out!
No, oh my God!
Oh, crazy.
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
That feels good.
Dick will make you slap somebody.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing but hope.
It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy Grimlock Dinobot Henson, this right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm strong, but I'm stupid. And I'm also a robot in disguise, and apparently a fucktard. Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you are new to the program, welcome!
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
This is a very educational program. You just learned something, and you probably didn't even know it. Take a listen again.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
What did we learn in that clip? If you're a longtime listener of the program, you know this.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
If you're not sure if someone is retarded,
welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Listen to how they pronounce the word help.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Help, help. I can't even do it because I'm not retarded. Help.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Help you. Yeah. There are certain words that retards struggle with. Also, simple math and shoe tying seem to be real problem areas for the mentally disabled. What the hell am I talking about? Oh, that's right, making fun of the unsavories. What a way to kick off the show. Especially if you're a new listener. We're having this contest where I'm trying to get my audience to recruit new listeners, and, you know, I really should be on my best behavior. I'm a horrible person, but I should mask it for a while and then start sneaking in the really obscene or offensive stuff. To trick you into liking me. I use trickery. You will be bamboozled. And then all of a sudden you'll say, well, wait, was he just making fun of rape victims? Why the hell am I paying this man $5 a month? But no, I kick things off making fun of retards. Apparently I am okay with no one liking me. All right, yes, I do have a great program for you today. Oh, someone emailed me and said, Tim, I don't have a lot of friends that I could tell about the show, but I want to enter the contest. And this guy apparently visits the website FARC, and on FARC you can pay $50 to post a classified ad that appears on the main page. And he said, well, what if I do that and advertise Distorted View that way? And the cool thing is, you can actually track and see how many people click through the link. And so that's a way to get people to listen. Absolutely, you can do that. Or it doesn't have to be FARC. It could be any number of websites. So, you know, you should be creative about this. There are a couple people who are, every day I'm getting, like, just tons of referral emails. So you guys got to step up your game if you want to compete for that iPad. All right, now, as for today, I've got a great show for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into that right now. If you are a new listener to the program, Sextastic Tuesday is just a stupid bit where I read you an erotic story, a piece of porn fiction that I found floating around the internet. There's a lot of sexy stories out there, a lot of erotica, and not all of them are gems. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for stories that are disgusting, weird, just poorly written. There's just awful stories. That's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. Let's get into today's right now.
It's Sextastic.
Ooh! Ooh! Gotta say thanks to DB listener Dr. Necrophilia for sending in today's story. He ran across this prawn and thought it would be good for the show, so thank you very much, Dr. N. Here we go! I was standing above my grandmother's coffin, looking down at her body. Now, if you're familiar with Sextastic Tuesday, or how sex stories are written in general, you can pretty much guess how the story's gonna go in that first sentence. I was standing above my grandmother's coffin, looking down at her body. She gonna get fucked. Or, her remains are going to get fucked. She was quite clearly dead, and had been dead for a while. I felt the twinges of arousal. I cracked my knuckles and jolted upright in bed. Jesus Christ, I thought, what the fuck is wrong with you? The same twisted desires had been with me for months, ever since Grandma had died. Oh no, he's gonna dig up Grandma! She'd had a stroke and spent nearly 2 years living a life I'd never want to live. Lying on a hospital bed, barely moving, groaning incomprehensibly into a nurse's ear, settling sadly into incontinence, and finally succumbing to a dozen different diseases. It was far more tragic when she had the stroke than when she died, I always thought. And now she was at the forefront of my mind. Fuck conventional fantasies, I thought, as I took out my penis and started masturbating. A tear of pre-cum rolled from my Jap's eye. Jap, that's a new one. Jap's eye. Granny, I moaned. Granny, fuck wanking, I thought, mid-fantasy. Fuck normality and fuck wanking. I wiped myself up and got dressed. He's a real go-getter. The light of the moon illuminated my room with an eerie pale, casting foreboding shadows everywhere. It was a dark and horny night. Stretching, I stumbled towards the door, grabbing my crowbar and throwing it into my bag. This should come in useful, I thought. I took a switchblade, too, purely for self-defense. Along the way, I grabbed a shovel lying in a neighbor's garden, and I continued on. I entered the graveyard. Of course. I knew exactly where her grave was. I'd visited it before to contemplate what I was about to do, and part of my mind was fixated on this exact spot constantly. Granny doesn't care, I told myself. Granny's dead. It's like a rock or a tree. She wouldn't notice what you're doing to her because she's fucking dead. Wielding the shovel in my hand like a weapon, I thrust it into the soft, moist earth, penetrating it with cold, hard steel. I began to dig furiously. Sweat poured from every inch of my skin. The graveyard is a weird place. It's funny that some of us feel so passionately about a place like this. Yes, let's wax poetic before you nail your dead grandmother. Alright, the graveyard is a funny place. No, a weird place. It's funny that some of us feel so passionately about places like this. If I went up to a normal person and said, I work for the graveyard, we're running out of space, and we plan to bury a body on top of your dead relative with your consent, of course, I would get called sick. This kind of thing was lost on me. They were dead. I can understand you wanting to stand over their grave, I can understand you wanting to look at the gravestone and think about your loved one, and I can even understand perfectly well why you might want to sit next to the graveyard and talk to the person dead and buried underneath, giving them letters, leaving them roses. I understand it all. I just don't understand why you'd be deliberately nice to them. When I die, yes, of course, you'd want to defile the dead people. Yes, when I die, people can spit, piss, dance, or perform whatever cliche they want on my grave. I don't care. I'll be dead. I'd be flattered more than anything if someone had sex with my corpse. This is called justification, or rationalization. And I think that any rational human should feel the same. And if they don't, I don't care, because they're dead, and so their opinions don't matter. Eventually, I reached her coffin. I savored the victory in anticipation. Yeah, wait till you get a fucking whiff of the dead. See if you'll savor that stench. Although, I don't know how long dead people smell for. You know, like, how long does that rotting aroma last? If anyone's into necrophilia, please email me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. All right, where are we at here? Yes, I savored the victory in anticipation. I looked down at the sealed coffin lid, closed my eyes, and waited a full minute in respect to her. Oh, now he respects her. Then I took her out of the grave and I fucked that maggot-filled rotting twat. Alright, so I took out the crowbar and ripped the coffin lid off, inviting the light onto her molding skin for the first time since she'd been sealed up years ago. The smell of rotting flesh was nauseating. I shuddered. Imagine getting buried alive. Imagine waking up in a coffin, frantically trying to scratch your way out until your fingernails broke, until your hands were bloody stumps. You'd go insane with terror, completely mad, screaming desperately into the impenetrable depths of silence surrounding you. And eventually, you'd starve to death, a huddled, pathetic mass, in your mind, in completely overbearing madness. Is this just getting him hotter, like talking like that? The constant pain and the walls to the coffin crushing you into hopeless claustrophobia. Surely that's the worst way to go. Fuck that, I thought. Perhaps you'd suffocate. Perhaps you'd overheat. Both would be shitty. I want all my organs taken out, I decided, if only so I'm definitely dead. Anyways, I mounted her dead body. Yes, back to the task at hand here. And began to French kiss her. Oh, no! It's one thing to stick your dick in a dead person, but it's another to, you know, stick your tongue in their mouth. Gross! Her motionless mouth was completely dry. And her teeth were coated in a thick layer of fuzz. Her grim stillness sent a surge of blood to my penis. Ooh, likey. I licked her cracking lips, my lust overbearing. I began to massage her breasts. Her face was a slightly sickly-looking greenish-white. I remember, just before the stroke, which in my opinion pretty much killed her, I visited her house with my mom. She was obviously very old, and everyone, including her, knew that she didn't have long to live. It must have been drastically depressing for her. She called me over to her, from her wheelchair she'd been secluded to for months. Her eye was black and her arm in a sling after falling over. It'd been a bit of a tragedy. She'd been stuck on the floor for hours, unable to get in contact with anyone. I'm having chest pains!
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Yes, very true. Hey, I was watching a Life Alert commercial, and something bothers me about it. Take a listen.
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs. I need help.
The ambulance is on.
All right. First of all, that acting is shitty. I've fallen down the stairs.
Life Alert Security Center, Mrs.
Jones. I've fallen down the stairs.
The stairs.
I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Stevens.
That is what bothers me. Do you hear this?
I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next-door neighbor.
What the fuck? Why is there a helicopter in the background 2 seconds after she calls Life Alert?
I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next-door neighbor, Mrs.
Chopper One is on its way, Mrs. Jones. They're not going to life flight you because you fell down a few stairs. Good God. All right, back to the story here. From a near-dead falling down the stairs to an actual dead about to be fucked. Let's continue. All right, so yes, she had a stroke. Apparently she, fell on the floor for hours, unable to get in contact with anyone. Her ancient, historic body, defeated by old age. Kevin, she croaked. We were in her living room, in her small bungalow, in an estate full of the elderly. She had decorated it like an old person would. Embroidered cushions scattered on pink sofas and floral patterns adorning the walls. The flowers in the middle of her dining table were on a huge doily. Yes, Grandma, I replied, looking at her. She was hunched over, wearing a thick cardigan. Come over here. I stood up and navigated my way around her room, clustered with memories, being careful not to knock anything over. I arrived next to her, and looking down at the back of her balding head, I said, What is it, Grandma? Closer, she whispered. I leaned in closer to her whiskered mouth. It reminds me of when I was at the nursing home and the stupid elderly woman who was in a wheelchair kept saying that, Close, come here, little boy, closer, come closer. And then she grabbed my arm. You know, you guys remember that story, I don't have to tell you. And she screamed, I want to go home! Take me home! One of the reasons why I hate old people. All right, closer, she whispered. I leaned in closer to her whiskered mouth. She'd always been a very serious woman, but I was startled by the look of sheer openness and honesty beaming from her wrinkled eyes. What, Grandma? Heaven, she whispered. Die young. I shook myself back to the... Holy shit. Kill yourself while you still have all your faculties. All right, I shook myself back to the present. She was dressed in a molding blouse. Everything about her is molding right now. It looked quite beautiful during her funeral, I thought. I pulled it off and gazed longingly at her maggot-filled, rotting bosom. There's a line for you. Her breasts were thoroughly lacking cleavage, despite my company. A blue bottle flew out from inside her left nipple, just gnawing and burrowing their way into whatever possible holes they could find. Her whole body's probably... Can you imagine sticking your dick in a maggot-filled pussy? Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Her legs were exposed, her only item of clothing, massive grandma pants. I put my thumbs inside and pulled them down. Her pubic hair was gray and falling out, and the stench from her festering vagina hit me like a ton of shit. With a smile, I began to eat her out. The gross taste of her and the lack of movement from her corpse served as a constant and painfully erotic reminder that she was dead. She was dead, and she was dead fucking sexy, and I was nibbling her clit. It was slightly green and tasted of stale urine, shit, and rotting meat. It was like sticking my tongue into a ravine of death. I gotta say, as far as Sextastic Tuesday stories go, I like the way this guy writes. This is great stuff. When I was satisfied with the foreplay, purely for my benefit, I pushed myself into her, squeezing into her coffin, and began to thrust my penis into her dead cunt. "Granny," I whispered. "Granny, I love you." I began to sweat, my mind euphoric, swimming with passion and desire in this damp grave. I think it's a damn pussy. In this dark graveyard. She felt like paper and cloth, her wrinkly skin and swollen muscle tissue poking out through her veins and into my fingernails. I bit her nipple, biting it off. I spat it out, looking with a morbid fascination at the lack of blood coming out. I nibbled her eyelid, accidentally tearing it off. A vacant black hole stared at me, with her eye socket and skull visible through the missing bit-off face. I grinned as a worm slid out from inside of her brain. Shit, I thought. So this is what becomes of us. I realized I'd brought the fucking switchblade. Whilst grinding into her, her organs in her vagina rotted and bloated, I stabbed it into her neck and began to saw through her head. I slid through... I love how he was just saying, "Granny, I love you," a few moments ago. Now he's cutting off her head with a switchblade. It slid through almost like a hot knife through butter until I reached her spine. I tried briefly to cut through it before removing myself from her and snapping her like a twig, my erect penis drooling onto her shoulders. I then grabbed her by her hair and pulled hard, separating her from the final decaying bits of spine and rotting skin. Blood leaked out, a dark crimson seeping from her neck. I sat down in the grave. The sun was beginning to rise. I picked up her head, grinning at me in an almost macabre fashion, and shoved my throbbing erection into her empty eye socket. I fucked her face until eventually I ejaculated into her skull, filling her brain with my semen. I tossed the head onto her body and pulled up my penis. I then lifted myself out, looked down, muttered, "I love you, Granny," and then walked away, leaving whoever was lucky enough to walk by to come across my mess. The end. Now, despite the fact I doubt they want me to talk about them, I've got to say thanks to our sponsor of Sextastic Tuesday, which is AdamandEve.com. That's right, if you don't like today's story, blame them. Actually, they had nothing to do with it. But AdamandEve.com has been a great sponsor of Sextastic Tuesday, and they've got an amazing deal for you freaks. Go to AdamandEve.com right now, pick out something you like, maybe a vibrator, maybe a dildo. Maybe some sexy lingerie or lotions, lubes. If it's sexual in nature, if it's an adult-type product, AdamandEve.com probably has it. And for a limited time, you can save 50%. That's half off just by using coupon code FREAK. This is just for my listeners. Just pick out something you like, type in promo code FREAK at checkout, and you'll automatically see that you're getting half off, 50% off. You'll see the new price reflected. You're also going to get free shipping, so you're not going to have to worry about shipping charges. They're going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs because they realize these Sextastic Tuesday stories probably aren't getting you off. So they're going to try to help you actually achieve orgasm. It's a difficult task after listening to Distorted View. 73% of my listeners go impotent after only a year of listening to this program. It's a frightening statistic. AdamandEve.com is trying to help out, though. They're going to help reverse that trend. So yes, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 50% off just about any item, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. The link is on the show notes. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up notes right now. Because I'm never done selling you shit, if you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are available. What exactly do you get? Well, you get access to the complete archive of shows. I've been doing this since December 2004, well over 1,000 shows. I stopped counting at 1,000, but we're probably nearing 2,000 now. I don't know. So yeah, you can download all those shows. Plus, occasionally I do video casts. We do extended shows like the one I have for you today, where paying members will get an additional 10, 15, or 20 minutes of program. On Thursday, we'll be doing a sideshow exclusive program just for you paying freaks. And so it's a great time to sign up right now so you don't miss a thing this week. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I love that, you know, after any major holiday, there are tons of distorted view-worthy news stories coming through the pipeline. Today we've got one from the Chicago-ish area. Anthony Rapoport beat his aunt to death with an aluminum baseball bat on Christmas Day because he was sick of being nagged, authorities said Monday. He waited until after he got his Christmas presents, which I thought was nice. Yes, he's being jailed on $8 million cash bail. The 24-year-old Rapoport then tried to cover up the slaying by dropping a kitchen knife near his aunt's hand. I'm sorry, aunt. His aunt's hand. And telling police she had threatened him. But his 88-year-old grandfather witnessed the beating. Really? There were witnesses to the murder and then you thought you'd try to cover it up? And part of your cover-up did not include killing the person who saw it? All right. But his 88-year-old grandfather witnessed the beating of Nancy Rapoport and told police what occurred Saturday afternoon in the small brick and wood frame home three generations shared in the northern suburb. Quote, he saw Anthony strike Nancy in the head with a baseball bat, incriminating. The victim had nothing in her hands. After the 49-year-old woman collapsed to the floor.
I need help.
The ambulance is on its way. I'm notifying your doctor and your next-door neighbor, Mrs. Stevens.
You're sending me a personal helicopter? Gonna cost me a fortune. All senior citizens should have life alert. The deadly beating followed several earlier disputes between Anthony and his aunt, including a Christmas Eve argument over what type of donuts to buy. That is what apparently pushed him over the edge. I said chocolate Bismarcks, not sprinkles, you stupid bitch! All right. Back to the story here. That clash brought police to the home where Rapoport was arrested on an outstanding warrant for aggravated assault stemming from an October arrest. In that case, he allegedly threatened a hospital worker with a knife and then kicked a nurse and punched a security guard. But Rapoport was released on bail on Christmas Day. Oh, it's a Christmas miracle! And then it's like a Disney film. And returned home where he and his aunt then argued about her missing cell phone. Police again were called to the home, but no one was arrested in the dispute. A short time later, Anthony allegedly called his uncle, Nancy's estranged husband, and told him he wanted to harm his aunt. His uncle came to the house, saw Rapoport leaving the home, then found his estranged wife lying severely injured inside the house. Rapoport later was found in the neighborhood with blood on his clothes, again, incriminating. Rapoport has a history of mental health and drug abuse issues. No. Not believe that for a second. An autopsy showed Nancy Rapoport suffered severe injuries. Yeah, you know, if you die after being beaten, I would guess those injuries would have to be severe, including skull fractures and multiple brain contusions caused by two separate blows to the back of the head. The hulking Rapoport, who stands 6'2" tall, that's how tall I am. No one ever describes me as hulking. Described me as meek, geek-like, and kind of stinky. Didn't speak during his court hearing, except to confirm his identity. Several neighbors said they tried to keep their distance from him. He was just odd, said a neighbor. There you go. Second story we have for you today. Alright. Shops selling human excrement began operating in North Korea this year.
We will. Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I want to change my mind!
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
Well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
By the way, doesn't that guy sound like an adult Butters? You know Butters from South Park? Like, if Butters grew up, this is what he would sound like.
Well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. Then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
All right. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. All right. Yeah. So, human shit shops have been opening up in North Korea. Sounds like a great place to live. As acute shortages of fertilizer in the sanctions-racked country puts a price on feces. Aid groups have said human waste has long been used on domestic crops in the impoverished communist state, but there is now a trade in the readily available commodity. Each household used to use human excrement as fertilizer, but because it's hard to keep up with the amount, human manure shops showed up at markets. The lack of fertilizer has become acute since South Korea stopped annual shipments of rice and fertilizer to North Korea in 2008 amid worsening relations. Professor Kim Young-soo at Seoul's Sogang University said other products making their way onto a limited must-have list for North Koreans this year include skinny jeans. What? Skinny jeans and shit top the list of must-have items after a ban on fashionable trousers was lifted. North Korean women have previously been told to wear only skirts or traditional attire in public places, but the interdiction of trousers was lifted this year. Skinny jeans are now popular and are changing the fashion style of women, citing sources in the Hermit State. Other popular items include secretly imported South Korean products like instant noodles and adult movies. North Korea is a tightly controlled society, with foreign-made films or dramas heavily censored or banned because of their decadent imperialist culture. Defectors say South Korea's pop culture is nevertheless popular in the isolated country. Videotapes and CDs of South Korean films, music, or TV soap operas enter mainly via neighboring Northeast China. So there you go. Finally today, we've got a story from Australia. A woman jumped into a cab in Darwin, Australia, suggested to the driver that they have sex, and when he politely declined, she started kicking the car and then threw a bottle through the rear window. She was very horny. The paper quoted the cab driver, who asked to be identified only as Dean, as saying, "If you saw the girl, you'd have to be pretty desperate." She was a very big, fat, ugly woman. She got in the car and stunk it out. Dean, 41, who was engaged to be married, said the woman got in his car outside a tavern Sunday night and asked him, "Do you want to have sex?" When he said he wasn't interested, she began swearing, slamming the passenger door, and started kicking the cab. Then she picked up a bottle and smashed the rear passenger window. Police arrived and arrested the woman a short time later. It would appear that she was a bit amorous at the time of the evening, an understatement. The woman was charged with having an offensive weapon, that being her pussy, I think, and criminal damage. So there you go. That was a short one, but that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Now is the very special segment of the show where I let you guys speak to me directly. It's quite an honor.
Hey, Tim, this is Incognito checking in.
Incognito.
I was wondering, where is Boss Nigger at? He just kind of like fell off the map. Boss, me and the rest of the black members, we need your guidance, sir.
Yes.
Please, give us a sign.
For a while, we were counting my black listeners because I didn't think I had any. And then someone claimed the title as the first black listener. And I think we got up to five. I think there are at least five black people listening to the show. I don't know why.
Hey, Tim. It's Dutch and Member Spider.
Of course it is. Of course it is!
I was just listening to your...
No! No! You've got to learn! Yes, Colin!
Yes!
What was that? Huh?
Yes!
Okay, I don't know what that was.
Timothy, Nigger Toes, and Sonny. Sideshow Member Sweet Rectum here.
Yes, a Nigger Toes. It's not a racist thing, despite the name. But that's what... Brazil Nuts, right? That's what some people call Brazil Nuts. And some people being my father.
Timothy, Nigger Toes, and Sonny. Sideshow Member Sweet Rectum here. Well, it's that time again. It's my birthday. I'm 33.
Aww.
All I want for my birthday this year, I've decided all I want for my birthday is to hear Mrs. Miller.
Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Give me that.
What did you want? I'm sorry.
My birthday is to hear Mrs. Miller tell me happy birthday. That's all I want.
What's his name again? Oh, sweet rectum. Duh. Happy birthday, sweet rectum.
Timothy.
It's a very pretty rectum.
Timothy, your toes.
Oops.
And
God damn it, what the hell's going on today?
Hey, Tim. Fucking Zach. I'm just calling in with a question.
Yes.
After you do your business, going number two in the bathroom, mm-hmm. when you wipe your ass, are you a stander or a sitter? I, myself, am a stander.
What? Do people... Wait a second. I didn't realize that was a thing. People stand up to wipe their ass?
Hey, Tim, Zach.
No.
I'm just calling in with a question. After you do your business, going number two in the bathroom, when you wipe your ass, are you a stander or a sitter? I, myself, am a stander. I've tried sitting, and it was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had. All right, Tim, love the show.
That's a bold statement. I sit down, I guess. And I sort of like, and then I lift one ass cheek up, right? I get, I don't know. I have to pay attention to my technique. I don't really think about it that much, but I know I don't stand. Is that common?
Hey, Tim, this is the usual suspect calling from the White Porcelain God as we speak. I had one of these Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation moments. You were talking about Night Ranger and how horrendous they were in the 80s.
Right.
And I ran into a situation at work where basically I feel like I'm the secret of my success, where the boss is just coming on to me, and I guess I got to bang her and listen to Dave Bow Bow at the end because that's how the movie ends. Sure enough, they did the fucking song for The Secret of My Success, and it's just so apropos that it happened to be in the same exact time that you were talking about it on your shitty getaway. I hope you're doing all right, man. I love the show. Been
my sister told me, oh, thank you very much. I can't believe I cut him off when he was complimenting me. But I have to mention this. You know, when I called my sister on the phone to talk about Night Ranger, her boss was standing right over her. She said, never call me. Don't ever call me again while I'm working. I don't know what that is.
Oh, to the end of the pen, but it's like a monkey.
Yeah, okay, darling. Pan.
Thank you, Timothy. You helped me solve a grand mystery. You see, back in the 80s, I once traded my wedding video to Brad Guinness for a bindle of coke. He said he was only going to use it for his own masturbatory purposes, but apparently it ended up in a Night Ranger video. That man owes me some royalties. Albeit meager.
Yes, monkey.
Hey,
Night Ranger video.
Civil distress, and I am witnessing some civil distress, or organized civil distress. I'm not certain how to exactly say it, but a bunch of old people, hobos, mentally challenged retard kids, and obese people are all like arguing with each other, but they're also lining up into.
You know, I have to mention something. I don't really care about this voicemail, but do you guys, maybe I'm incredibly shallow, but a lot of times if I see a good-looking homeless person, it makes me want to give them money. You know, like, I don't like to help out the creepy, weird-looking guys who probably need it more than the good-looking homeless, but, you know, trying to take care of yourself goes a long way for me. And yes, I will give you money. I don't know if it's because, like, I'm thinking, like, oh, if I had to have sex with the homeless, that's who I would choose. Maybe that's why.
Hey, Tim, it's Fleshy Fucker Matt in Kansas here.
Yes.
And what is today? December 15th. And I was checking up on the website, trying to make sure to grab today's episode as fast as I could.
Yes.
So I can take place in 12 days of distortion.
Right.
And I just thought I'd give everybody a final count. From the counter. So we have, what do we have?
Oh, shut up!
Old stories from...
Shut up. I know, I never updated that counter. I knew that was going
to
happen.
Hello, little boy. Can I see your penises? I'd love to see it. So big.
Okay. A lot of shit coming through the voicemail lines. No.
Hey, Tim, this is Fetch. Remember Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Kenny.
I had an experience with a near-dead today. I was driving down highway and come back.
I think we played that on yesterday's show. What an abortion of a voicemail segment. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, I didn't know.
I'm falling down the stairs.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. If you are, stick around for the extended portion. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?